This is the last in our summer series looking at the life of Peter. And last week, Neil gave us a great reason why we should look closely at Peter. Can those of us who were here repeat the five words that Neil got us to say last week? Are you ready? One, two, three. Well, I've turned it round, but Peter's just like us. Can we just try and say that together? Peter is just like us. Peter is just like us. So what have we learned so far about Peter? Can I have slide one, please? There's some images up there on the screen that may or may not remind you. There's a picture of a fisherman. Peter was a fisherman. There's a picture of the Sea of Galilee from the air. That's where he did his fishing. He responded to Jesus' call to follow him. He had many light bulb moments. Particularly, we looked, didn't we, at the Transfiguration. But there were others. He didn't always understand. He was often confused and perplexed. And we left it last week in that picture in the middle at the bottom when Peter had denied that he knew Jesus three times. Peter got things wrong. And I guess last week was the pinnacle of him getting things wrong. So are you like Peter? Can I have slide two, please? Have you responded to Jesus' request to you to follow him? Are you understanding more about the implications of Jesus being the Messiah, God's chosen King? Do you read amazing things in the Bible? Do you hear and see the things that God is doing in churches throughout the world, the seaside, in crowds, all over the place? Some of those we don't understand. Do you sometimes get things wrong? Well, I can answer yes to all those questions, and I'm sure you can. They're the common experience of all who followed Jesus 2,000 years ago, and they remain the common experience of those who are trying to follow him today. So what can we learn from today's passage, which was read to us earlier by Anne? It's on page 1030, John chapter 21. And what we're doing here is we're eavesdropping. We're eavesdropping on a conversation between Jesus and Peter. This conversation took place after Jesus had been crucified and had risen again. It's at a breakfast barbecue on the shores of Lake Galilee. Peter has just had an amazing experience fishing. And the conversation centres on a simple question that Jesus asked Peter three times. Can I have the next slide, please? Do you love me? It was an important question for Peter, and it's an important question for all of us. It gets to the root of what it means to be a Christian. A Christian is someone who loves Jesus. Going to church, believing in God, praying, being a nice person, being a vicar, being on the PCC doesn't make you a Christian. Christians are people who love Jesus. Henry, my son, is off to Durham in a month's time, and he's been sent loads of information from his college, and I was reading it, as dads do, and one of the pages consisted of pen portraits of the second-year students who are going to act as guides to the first-year students. And one of the students started his pen portrait by writing, "I am a proud northerner who loves Jesus." What a wonderful thing to write. Do you love Jesus? Earlier in the service, we spent time discussing how we know that someone loves us. Some of the things we said were, it's about words and actions, word and deed. It's being friendly and considerate. It's unconditional. It doesn't depend on the other person. It's hard work. It's about putting the needs of others first. We know what love looks like. Have we answered Jesus' question? Does the way we live our life show that we love him? That's the whole point of what we do here at St. Barnabas. Everything that we do. It's about helping us to love Jesus more and then to share that love with all that we come into contact, all those we come into contact with. So if you want to know more about loving Jesus, if you haven't answered that question, please speak to somebody after the service. It is the most important question that any of us will ever answer. Jesus asked us, do we love him? That's what he asked Peter, that's what he asked us. Can I have the next slide, please? Now, when preparing this talk, I found myself asking lots of other questions. Mel didn't like this top picture on the top left. It's not that I think that Jesus got it wrong, but the question is, why did Jesus call Peter Simon? Why did he ask that question three times? Who are the lambs and the sheep? What is significant about his instructions to Peter? And what about that strange bit about how Peter would die? That middle picture is, I think, is a legend. It's about the fact that people believe that Peter died crucified upside down. I don't think it says that in the Bible, but that's what people believe. That's what that last strange picture is about in the middle. And why did Jesus end the conversation with, follow me? And as a quick aside, I think asking questions of Scripture is a really useful thing to do. I think it can help us in our understanding. I believe there's nothing that's in the Bible by accident. The end of this chapter, John finishes his gospel by writing, Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have enough room for the books that would be written. So the real reason why John included what he did in his gospel, and we need to understand that. There'll be lots about the Bible we don't understand. We need to be prepared to ask questions. You know, why is that bit included? What does it tell me about Jesus or God? What's surprising about this passage? Are there any promises or commands? And Bible reading notes can be really helpful because they can prompt specific questions and provide answers. Anyway, going back to those questions there, I'm not going to go into great detail, otherwise your Yorkshire puddings will be well and truly burnt, and that would not do, would it? This conversation is a really important one. Last week's episode, and Neil did the EastEnders tune, I can't do that, I have no musical sense, but last week's episode ended with Peter breaking down and weeping. Peter had denied that he knew Jesus at the time Jesus most needed his friends. Peter must have felt that he'd completely messed up. And despite what Jesus said to him earlier about him being the rock upon which the church would be built, Peter must have thought that he was of no use at all. It was back to the boats and all those smelly fish for Peter. So the detail of the conversation would have been important for him, and it's important for us as well. Next slide, please. So why did Jesus call him Simon, son of John? Well, this is what Jesus called Peter when he first met him. We read about that in the first chapter of John's Gospel. And I think Jesus wanted to remind Peter of this first meeting. that meeting when Jesus asked Peter to follow him. Why did he ask the same question three times? Well, last week, Peter denied that he knew Jesus three times. Peter seems quite hurt that Christ should question him with the same question three times. However, his denial could not be brushed under the carpet. It was a serious matter. It all had to be dealt with. Hence the same question three times. Who are the lambs and the sheep? Well, they're the followers of Jesus, the church. In chapter 10, Jesus had called himself the Good Shepherd. And he explains what the shepherd's role is. And that's where the instructions come in. Feed my lambs, care for my sheep, feed my sheep. This is the shepherd's job. Jesus is asking Peter to share in his work. And it's the work of making disciples. Sheep start off as lambs. As they're fed, they grow into sheep. They always need protecting from those nasty predators. And they continue to need to be fed. Growing as disciples, as those who love Jesus, is a similar process. We need feeding, particularly through God's word. And we need protecting from the devil and all his schemes. Why those verses in 18 and 19 with the detail of how Peter would die? Well, in an earlier conversation, Jesus predicted that Peter would deny him, and Peter had said, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you." Jesus knew that his life was actually all about his death, the death through which we're all saved. Jesus wanted Peter to know that his death would come about when he had completed the tasks that Jesus had given him to do. And then why this final instruction, follow me? Well, this is an echo of the first instruction. Jesus asked Peter, right at the start of the gospel, come follow me. Peter knew that he'd messed up, but as a result of this conversation, Peter realized that that was not the end. Not the end of his journey following Jesus. Can I have slide 6, please? So it was a really important conversation for Peter. As a result of it, he knew that despite messing up, he was still on the journey from being Simon, son of John, a fisherman on Lake Galilee, to Peter, the rock on whom Jesus would build his church. Jesus was calling him to share in his ministry of making disciples for life. This conversation was important in Peter going from zero to hero. That's not water backwards, it's zero to hero. Next slide, please. So it's an important conversation for Peter. What about us? What can we learn from having eavesdropped on this conversation? Lovers of Jesus is what Christians are and do. Jesus gives us all special tasks. Like that roller coaster, like Peter, following Jesus is very unlikely to be a smooth journey. And Jesus forgives us when we get things wrong. This is not the end of what the Bible tells us about Peter. In Acts, we see Peter going from strength to strength. There are more ups and downs. But he was that shepherd. He loved Jesus and he looked after his sheep. As Tom Wright says, no one could ask for more and Jesus never asks for less. Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, thank you that you have invited us to follow you. Help us to love you. And help us to, like you did with Peter, sort us out when we mess up. So that in the power of the Holy Spirit, we can complete what you have called us to do. In your name we pray. Amen.